The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, the day after Port Huron City Council met, regular meeting last night, joining us right now is the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Mayor Rep, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Busy night, a lot of things on the agenda. Let's get right to it. One of the first things that you heard was the annual report from the Port Huron Police Department. Chief Platzer giving a sort of lowdown on the last year in police statistics. Anything that was of interest to you or that you noted in the chief's report?
Well, it was very nice to hear that a lot of the cases, untoward activities have just decreased over the past year. As far as drug overdoses and traffic violations and different crimes, larcenies, domestic assault, things like that, it was clear that a lot of those have gone down. So that's very good news.
Not so good news about the canal. You got a report, an update from James last night from the city manager. It doesn't look like that's going to be accessible for boats at all this season, huh?
No, unfortunately. I mean, it's a problem that's quite large, and they're still looking at different avenues in order to fix it. It's not really a simple fix. Best case scenario, it would be open midsummer, but that's best case scenario, and that's only assuming certain things can happen and they can get it done. It's just a really big project and a very expensive project. I mean, they don't even know the exact total cost yet, but it could be upwards of $1 million. So it's not just the, how are they going to fix it? What's the best way to fix it? It's the dollar amount as well. So certainly working very hard to see that we can do what we can do and hopefully get it open midsummer, but certainly it's not going to be open for the beginning of the boating season.
I want to talk about the Neighborhood Association and Sign Program. No matter where you live in the city of Port Huron, you're in a neighborhood, and they all have different names. You may not even know the name of the neighborhood in which you live, but that's kind of an effort to better identify, I guess, and through signage and association. Tell us a little bit more about that proposed program.
Well, it's an effort to not only the signs, that's part of it, but it's an effort to get neighborhoods together to form an association, to have neighborhood watch, to at least, get to know your neighbors. There is a process you have to go through in order to apply for a sign in your neighborhood. You have to have an association and officers and meetings and them belong to the neighborhood watch. And it's a great opportunity to bring people together, but it's definitely about people. It's not just the sign. I mean, it's nice to have a cohesive neighborhood where people, back other people in their neighborhood and, have their back. So that's what we're looking at, the end result.
I remember years ago during the National Night Out in August, we would really highlight all those neighborhoods because the police would visit them all in an effort to kind of, have neighborhood block parties. Maybe it's time to get back to that, huh?
Well, I think it's important. It's an important part of society is that you do have that neighborhood feeling. So we're trying to get that back, and, this is a process they can go through, and in the end they get a sign that, that they can put up in their neighborhood. So, I mean, there's several neighborhoods that have signs right now. I mean, Northern Woods has a sign. There's places like, Sherman Woods has a sign in their own private neighborhood. And then there is, Harrison Point, there's Riverwood. There's several around, but this is to encourage more of the neighborhoods to come together.
Talking with the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep. Port Huron City Council met at 7 o'clock last night, but that time may be changing. You're looking at changing the beginning time of the twice-a-month meetings to 6 o'clock. Why the reason for the change?
Well, actually, it was just a suggestion that was brought up by a couple of council people here a couple of weeks ago as to why we couldn't move it to 6 o'clock, because thinking it would be more convenient for residents and for council members and staff that stays around and cleans up afterwards and all of those things. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. Certainly it could, it's not that it's been a problem to be at 7, but it just, a lot of the other meetings in the county, I know the county Board of Commissioners meets at 7. There's other jurisdictions that meet at 7 and are at 6. I'm sorry, I misspoke myself. And both of those are at 6, but it certainly is, it needs to be changed by our rules, and you introduce it at one meeting and then you actually have it up for a final vote at the next meeting, which will be in 2 weeks. And then if it does get adopted, it will change effective the first meeting in May. But certainly if it turns out that it's accepted and then it becomes a problem for some reason, it certainly could be changed again, or any future council can change it as far as that goes. But I think that in the long run, certainly I've not heard any complaints that say we shouldn't change it. And I think a lot of the comments made last night by other council members was that they had heard positives about it. And one of the things they had said is if someone wanted to come to a meeting and say they have a small family, want to get them into bed, their kids to bed for school, et cetera, they come to the meeting, it doesn't start till 7, sometimes goes later, and, kind of it's not convenient for them. So I realize that some people it's maybe not as convenient, but I don't really know. I mean, most people are done with work by 5, so I think 6 o'clock will work, but we'll wait to the next meeting and see if it gets adopted.
All right, stay tuned. We'll talk after that meeting. Paulino, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.